Audio 6.2.
Good morning, I'm Brigitte Trent, and this is the helpline for the Moving Abroad website. How can I help you?
Well, I'm planning to move abroad with my family and open a small business, a restaurant, actually. And I know how important it is to get good legal representation. I'm just not that sure how to go about finding a good, reputable lawyer who deals with this sort of situation. Obviously, I need someone I can trust to look after our interests in the best way. I was looking at your website and saw that you have a helpline, so I thought I'd give you a call.
A good decision. I'm sure I can help you.
Another point is, I don't really know the procedure. Do I need a lawyer based here in the UK, or a lawyer based in the country I'm moving to, or both?
Right. Well, to start with, yours are very common questions. It can be a legal minefield out there when you're setting up a business in another country. There are so many different things to consider. And just to clarify your situation, I presume you want to buy the property you wish to use for your business as opposed to renting.
Oh, yes. And we want to live there too.
Then you'll be looking at a lot of important legal transactions and you'll need the right legal guidance. Firstly, regarding which or how many lawyers you'll need, that really depends on the country you're going to. What is vital is that the lawyer or lawyers you choose have a good understanding and experience of dealing with the commercial property laws and taxation systems in both countries. You may find that one lawyer will be all you need, or that the firm you choose has several specialist lawyers that can cover everything without you having to hire someone else in the actual country.
I understand. So, are there any societies or organisations that I can contact for recommendations?
Yes. There's the Law Society in the UK. They have lists of English lawyers working abroad, and also they can tell you about lawyers in your local area who have the right experience. There's also the Federation of Overseas Property Developers, Agents and Consultants. And, of course, you could always get in touch with the British Consulate for your country. They have lists of English-speaking lawyers.
Uh-huh. Can I be sure that the lawyers on these lists are reliable?
There's no guarantee. These are simply lists, I'm afraid. You'll have to do some background checks yourself.
So, what should I be checking for?
Firstly, you must make sure that they've got the right knowledge, experience, and qualifications. And, very important, that they're qualified to act in that country. Secondly, check the language skills. You want someone with both good English and good skills in the language of the country you're moving to. If that's not possible, make sure they use a good translation service.
Ah, yes, I can see that's pretty important.
When you've found someone, go to meet them and ask yourself if you like their manner, their way of dealing with people. And if you feel uncomfortable with this person for any reason, don't be afraid to say no and look elsewhere.
Can you give me an idea of how much I'm likely to pay for legal services?
Obviously, fees vary from lawyer to lawyer and country to country, but you should be looking at between 1 and 2% of the property price. And it's important to check this out first. Don't just leave it and get a nasty surprise at the end of the deal. It can also give you an idea of how genuine the lawyer may be.
This is all very useful, thanks.
Oh, and one last thing. When you're looking for a good lawyer, recommendation is always a good way of doing it. Recommendations from friends or colleagues who have used them too. But a tip to remember, don't accept advice from anyone involved in the deal. The estate agent, developer or vendor. Never a good idea.
Good advice. And thanks once again. You've been a great help.